DW.
Walking into this small shop in Berlin's Kreuzberg district feels like stepping into England, an old, cosy version of it. The shelves are stocked with boxes of tea, jars of jam and marmalade, tins of golden syrup and bottles of English ale. But these products won't be here for much longer. In the face of Brexit chaos, owner Dale Carr has decided to close the shop. She says there'll be just a few more deliveries coming before the end of the month.
That should hopefully see us through till the end of April, May time, before we close at the end of May. And I'm hoping that will last, but it's been selling very fast lately because people are stocking up. They're doing their own stockpiling, you know, like in the UK, but it's over here. So.
Yes, have people talked to you about that?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, they want their tea. You know, there's some things you can't live without, and salad cream for some reason. And, well, there's many things, brown sauce, vinegar. And those who have a deep freeze are stocking up on their bacon and sausages. Huh?
Originally from the UK, Dale Carr has run the shop Broken English here in Berlin for 23 years. She and her husband have had a few shops in the city in that time, selling British food and gifts. They'd been thinking about retiring for a while, but Brexit has prompted them to make the move.
But we made our decision after the referendum. We already knew what would probably happen if they left. And so that's why we closed the first shop last May. And we made the decision to close this one this May. So I've now spent 2.5 years talking about Brexit and the consequences thereof and what it means for the business.
It means that importing British products is likely to become a lot more complicated.
And that is something I personally really wouldn't want to deal with. I don't like the form filling, wondering if some items won't be allowed in, which is very possible. It just will be completely different. And because it's completely different, I have no idea. There comes a point when you go, I really don't want to be doing that. Mm. And I wouldn't feel confident either. I mean, there hasn't been any information.
The uncertainty is a huge worry for Dale and her customers.
Last year, people were buying like 2 boxes of Christmas crackers so they could, you know, manage this one just in case, you know. Because it's always like just in case, because we just don't know, which is really quite appalling when you think we're now into the middle of March and we just don't know. Not good for business, of course. Well, anybody's business. It's not good for that. You can't plan. I presume there's lots of people like me all over Europe with their little shops wondering if they can continue on, knowing if they're going to lose their livelihood. We count ourselves very fortunate because we've done it so long and we're so old, you know, so we can retire and just call it a day and not have to face it. So. But a lot of other people won't be in that position at all.
There is a potential buyer for the shop. Nothing's certain yet, but Dale's sure there's plenty of demand for products like hers.
I've collected addresses now since, I don't know, I think it's about 2 weeks now. We've just been collecting customers' addresses because I never did that. And we're now over 500 people who are going, oh, I do hope it carries on.
People want the things that remind them of home or of friends, a holiday, the familiar, the unusual, from mustard powder to marmalade mix to crumpets, bubbly discs of chewy dough to warm up and slather butter on. A Canadian customer comes rushing in looking for cream eggs, a British favourite, chocolate Easter eggs filled with a sticky fondant filling, complete with yellow yolk.
It's just childhood nostalgia springing forth. Yeah, I got my daughter into them as well, unfortunately, so every year she's asking for them, but it's mostly me.
Dale says they've got an order coming in ahead of what could be Brexit Day.
Try to get out of the country before the end of March.
Yeah. Very good idea. I should have ordered a box just for myself. Last year I didn't buy enough, and I think I bought 16.
There are 6 boxes coming in.
Oh, good.
So if you get in first...
They last a couple of years, don't they? Thank you.
He's not the only one with a special request. A young man from Edinburgh arrives, searching for a mysterious Scottish speciality.
So I believe in every country in the world, bar Scotland, Coca-Cola is the most popular soft drink, apart from Scotland, where it's Iron Brew, a strange orange drink which tastes like nothing else in the world. So I came here to try and find some.
But no luck today.
No luck today, but next week I'll be back for sure.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Just my luck.
Cool. It's on the
shelves. Dale's just found a can, an orange can of Iron Brew. Just one left.
Yeah. This is what you call the hard sell, isn't
it? Yeah.
One iron. That's 1.35, please.
It's not long before Brexit comes up.
We're still as in the dark about it as we were, you know, 2 years ago. Maybe there's hope for Scotland in some sort of way. What I'm hoping for is that we'll just kind of forget about it, that it'll, that May will have, you know, she'll claim that she's used up all her, you know, possible ideas and time, and we're just going to forget about it as though nothing happened. But, you know, one can only hope.
You woke up, it was a bad dream.
Yeah. It'll be a historic occasion, whatever the outcome is. Yeah, very frightening.
Dale Carr says her customers come from all over the world. Many of them are Germans with a taste for British foods.
I know the shop very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, 20 years? Scones, clotted cream, strawberry. Yeah, I love scones. Yeah. Yes. I tried to bake them by myself, but it wasn't so good. Yeah.
And what do you think about Brexit?
Oh, I hope that they will not have a Brexit. Don't like it. I'm a girl from the 60s. Love traveling to England too. And I not like this nationalism. That's it.
Dale Carr and her family have decided to take on German citizenship. That way they feel safe, she says. As for many Brits abroad, Britain's choice to leave the EU has changed her relationship with her home country.
I haven't been since the referendum, so I haven't set foot in the country since then.
Really? On purpose?
Well, yes, I was so angry, you see. You know, I mean, like, you know, once the shock disappears, a bit like the divorce situation, isn't it? Or grieving or something, you go through all these stages. And the anger was quite incredible, because I'm quite a bit of a softie, really. I don't really get angry, you know, but it was there. I was annoyed. I was very annoyed. And I thought, if I go back and actually meet a Leave voting person, I'd be staring at them all going, OK, which one of you did this to me and mine? And I know I would be looking like that. And, of course, I'd be challenging them all. I think maybe that's my Germanness coming out. I don't just, you know, smile sweetly and ignore the topic. No.
Despite Dale's anger and the uncertainty she and her family have been battling, Dale says she still feels very British.
Well, you can't be anything than you are. You know, it's like when I've spoken to some people, they didn't want to do German nationality because they said, well, I'm British. I thought, well, you are. Nothing happens. It really doesn't. I'm proof of that. You don't wake up the next day, you know, sort of just wanted to eat currywurst or something. It doesn't happen. You are a mixture of everything. I mean, the longer you're away anywhere, you take on, hopefully, all the positive things of living somewhere else, just as the EU citizens who live in the UK have done. I mean, they've become Anglophile, Britishified, you know. They've become quite British because they live there. And this is the most amazing thing about the EU, I find. We all take on the good bits of wherever we're living.
Brexit might mean Dale's shop closing its doors, but it won't stop her customers hankering after their favourite products.
We know what you miss, don't we?
Yeah.
We know what you miss.
Yeah.
16,000 Brits live in the German capital, and however much we might feel at home, many of us will still be scouring the city for a tea bag we can trust, even if Brexit makes it harder to find.
Hope we will miss you.
Loveday Wright for DW in Berlin.
DW.